Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. I wanted to take this episode to just kind of touch base real quick. I know that we have a lot of new listeners to the podcast who may not have been with us from the beginning. And there have been some people who have asked for some clarification on the general just synopsis of the Early Accountability Podcast. What is early accountability? About the guests that we have on the show and what our overall goal and mission is. So just a little background, quick background about me. Again, my name is Kimmy Walker. I am a practicing school psychologist. I am a wellness coach who became a wellness coach after a lifestyle change. And I have helped groups and organizations in my personal and professional endeavors get started and excel in goals that they may have for themselves. So the premise of the Early Accountability Show, in a nutshell, we're really trying to help people achieve the goals that they have for themselves, whether it be personally or professionally. So what does that mean? Biggest things when it comes to goals, there are a lot of things in life that people say they want to do or that they need to do. So we're really trying to help people identify barriers, create plans, and excel, whether it's a new venture, project, or mindset shift, or just like the beginning stages of the thought process of this is something I know I need to do. This is something that I know I want to implement, or just sustaining it, sustaining the results that you go after. That's a big one. So a lot of times it's not just doing it. How do I sustain what I said I wanted to do? And how do I grasp for what's next? Big thing, I think all of this kind of goes down to goals that we have for ourselves, whether it be with our relationships with others, our relationships with ourselves, our career, our spiritual life, what we want to do, and like if we want to have a business, entrepreneurship, it's just the possibilities are endless. Emotional well-being, another huge one. Our mind, where we're at, like we said, mentally and spiritually. So many different aspects of ourselves, whether it's just our wellness as a human being or how we're perceived in the world around us. Excuses are a big thing that come into play when it comes to goals. So here on the show, we want to help people abandon excuses and a lot of strongholds that we have in our lives. They really start in our mind. So a lot on the show, you will hear myself and guests on the show talking about mindset shifts. So we need to make ourselves jump into the results that we want or just abandon the excuses that stop us from doing or that keep us doing things that we may not need to do. So sometimes we're needing to start something, and sometimes we're needing to stop things. So we can also be looking at breaking bad habits as well. So abandoning excuses. Those are the things that we say, I can't do this because I'm too young, I'm too old, I don't have this look, or, you know, I have all these barriers, my family, my kids are too young, I don't have the degrees for this. You know, the things that excuses that we might put in place to stop us from reaching what we want to reach. So that's a big one on the show. We're always going to work on helping people abandon their excuses. Jumpstart motivation. And that's a big one. Being motivated is humongous. And I think knowing your motivation and being aware and reminded of your motivation is huge when it comes to sustainability of a lot of things. And I talk with that even just with my own wellness journey. And when I made some lifestyle changes for myself, I constantly had to look at my motivation. And sometimes my motivation shifted and changed. But knowing what motivated me, knowing what made me want to make certain changes in my life was hugely important when it came to making certain things a habit or changing certain habits that I have for myself. Success is humongous. Everyone wants to be successful. Everybody wants to grab success. And knowing that the success looks different to different people. We here on the podcast, on the show, Early Accountability Results, we want to help you ignite your results. So it's not just about doing. It's not just about going through the motions. You want to get the results that you set out to achieve. You want to ignite that and you want to sustain it for the most part, usually. So whatever it is that came from whatever you reached out to do personally or professionally, externally out in the world or internally within yourself, you want to be able to sustain the good parts of that. And here on the show, here on the podcast, we want to be able to give people tools that shows them how they can sustain the results of whatever they went out to achieve. Here on the show, we've had a lot of different guests from a lot of different walks of life, and people have come on the show to share some amazing feats, but also really talk about some huge battles and some huge hurdles that they have had to overcome in their life. And they give a lot of tips and pointers on how they navigated through it, and just giving a lot of times just some words of encouragement to others who may be going through some of the same hardships as well. And that's huge, because life always happens. I say that all the time. Like, life happens. Things change. Things shift. What we didn't plan for sometimes happens. And so everything is just not always like lilies and roses. So being able to push ourselves forward and have emotional resilience and have just compassion for ourselves when we're going through hard times or difficult times is also really important to us and to myself here on the show. So we'll talk a lot too, just about mindset shifts, mindset hacks, emotional resilience, emotional intelligence, how we can set ourselves up in our mind to be successful. And just to know that we deserve success, just to know that we deserve to have good things come forth to us. If we work hard, you know, we should have nice things happen to us. Or if bad things happen, we know how to navigate through them. So I am always trying to keep people motivated, keep myself motivated, but also knowing that everything just doesn't go well all the time. So I believe having both sides of the coin is really important, because if not, sometimes people can think that, oh, it's just this going wrong for me, or am I just not prepared for it? We're never completely 100% prepared for anything. And if we are, you know, the unexpected may happen. So I always talk about what to do with unexpected shifts and circumstances. Here at the show, we just want to be that catalyst for individuals, or if we say groups, organizations, what have you, in just, like we say, getting started, getting it done, and sustaining it and maintaining it, but also just having a good time while you're out there doing it. I'm also here and also have quite a few guests coming up just to talk about finding like our purpose and really looking into deeper meaning into things that we do, whether it's a small goal or a micro goal that we might create for ourselves, or whether it's a macro or a large goal that we have, a more long-term goal that may take us a little bit longer to obtain, something that may take 6 months or years or 4 years or 5 years. How do we sustain ourselves? How do we stay motivated? How do we stay focused? Whether it's something that we can get done in an hour or it's something that's going to take us 5 to 6 years to achieve. So finding our whys, finding our purpose, looking at our higher meaning in life is also something that is hugely important to us here on the show. Stay tuned. We have a great lineup of new guests coming on the show, some great content to share. I have also started to make some videos on YouTube if you want to check it out. I'm on YouTube as youtube.com/KimmyFitWell, KimmyFitWell, my fitness and wellness moniker. So definitely check that out. Have some good content coming there. And some already on there. So as always, thank you so, so much for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast. Hopefully you have a better understanding or a deeper understanding of what early accountability is. And you picked up some ways and how this show, this podcast can help you in achieving your desired results in your life. Thank you again for tuning in. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.